欢迎收看今天的 A Plus English， 我是 Anna。
Hi, I'm Bill。
我们今天的主题跟昨天一样，都是有关于 pet， 有关于宠物。但是今天呢，我们会看到两个人，一个人叫做 Mandy， 一个人叫做 Cindy。那现在他们两个在哪里呢？他们在 a pet restaurant， 在宠物餐厅。那我就想问问看 ，Bill， 你晓不晓得宠物餐厅是什么样子呢 ？What do you think a pet restaurant would be like？
You know, the first thing in my head was a restaurant where you eat pets. But that's not
impossible,
right.
Impossible, 不可能的。
No, it's a restaurant for your pets. You can bring your pet there to eat.
除了可以带宠物之外呢，还有特别为宠物所设计的一些菜肴。那么在这个宠物餐厅里头，到底会发生什么事？为什么要到宠物餐厅呢？现在我们就来看看 Mindy 跟 Cindy 的对话。
Pet rules.
Conversation A.
This is a great pet restaurant.
Yeah. Check out this menu for dogs.
Today's Chanel's birthday. Maybe we could order steak for her.
Aren't oil and salt bad for dogs?
Right. That's why here they never add any to their doggy dishes.
It still looks delicious.
It's healthy, too.
I think Chanel agrees with us.
Wow, Chanel looks really hungry. She's eating all of that food there in the pet restaurant. Well, at the beginning of the conversation, Mandy begins by saying, this is a great pet restaurant, and we know we're at a pet restaurant. You said that in the introduction, a place where your pets can eat.
那当然了，不过 Cindy 接下来就接着看了所谓的 menu， 她要 Mandy check out this menu for dogs.
Right, a menu is what you first look at when you get to a restaurant. It shows you what they have there. Usually the food on one side and the price, how much it costs on the other. And you choose what you want to eat or drink from the menu.
其实啊，这个字我们还蛮常用的。我们说菜单，但是常常到外头，到餐厅里头去点菜的时候，都还是会用 menu 这个字。所以不管是中文、英文，其实都很通用了。但是前面有一个动词片语叫做 check out。
Well, when you check something out, you basically look at it to see what you think of that thing. So if you're checking out the menu,It means you're looking at the menu to see what you want to eat.
所以其实啊，我们说 check out 就是看一看的意思，看一看什么什么东西 ，check out something.
Hey, Anna, check out my new friend here.
What's his name?
Look, it's a her. It's Pink Bow. Her name is, Sally.
Sally, okay. Sally, hi. Nice
Sally,
to meet you.
The poodle.
Okay. 不过呢，接下来我们看一下哦，到底为什么他们今天会在这个宠物餐厅呢 ？Why are you there to celebrate something?
Here, they're there to celebrate Chanel's birthday, and they say, or Mandy says, maybe we could order steak for her.You know, that's what you do when you ask for food, of course. You order food in a restaurant. And she wants to get steak for Chanel. Steak, that sounds good. It's a big piece of beef, right?
这里的 steak 当然就我们常说的牛排。不过前面有一个字叫做 order. Order 什么样的 food for somebody?为某人呢点了一样什么样的菜肴或食物。那我就想问问看 Bill,如果说啊，今天你是 Chanel 的主人 ，Will you order steak for Chanel?
I would be worried, just like Cindy. She says, "Aren't oil and salt bad for dogs?" So when something is bad for you or bad for a dog or a cat, It means it can hurt you. Usually, we say this when it hurts your health, hurts your body.
所以在这里其实有一个很重要的片语叫做 be bad for, 对什么什么是有害的，是有坏处的。那在这里 Cindy 就问了，诶，如果你要点牛排的话，油跟盐对狗来说不是不太好吗？ Aren't oil and salt bad for dogs? 诶，那我就想说了， too much oil and salt, 如果是太多的油跟盐 are bad for us too, 对我们来说也是不太好的。不过相反的呢，对什么什么有好处叫做 be good for。 我想问问看 Bill, what is good for us?
Well, of course, water and maybe fruits and vegetables, things like that, and exercise and lots of sleep, like I said yesterday.
嗯，所以当然这些基本的常识我们都有。不过 Mandy 呢特别提到了，其实在这里啊，这里的菜肴，给狗狗的菜肴其实没有添加这些调味料的哦。
Right, she says that's why we're here, because they never add any to their doggy dishes. So they never put oil and salt into the food for dogs there at the restaurant. And when she says dishes here, now some people are, I think maybe some of our students may know this word as plates and cups and bowls, things like that.When you use it here, like this, in a restaurant, it means the food itself. So the steak would be a dish you can order in a restaurant.
其实在这里其实我们要先厘清一下，所谓的 dishes, 我们平常在讲例如洗碗啦，叫做 wash dishes, 我们的认知就是那些锅碗瓢盆。可是在这里餐厅里头的一道一道的 dish, 指的是一道一道的菜。那当然在狗狗的菜里头是没有添加任何的油跟盐。我们看到添加什么什么东西， add something to another,在什么什么东西里头添加另外的东西。可是 Cindy 现在看到菜了，她觉得其实蛮好吃的耶。
Right, she says it looks delicious. And then Mandy says it's healthy too. We talked about that. And Cindy looks at Chanel and Chanel agrees with them. When you agree with somebody, you think the same thing they think.
所谓的 agree 就是同意或者是赞成的意思，和某人的意见一致， agree with somebody。 那么如果我现在说 we have to take a break right now， do you agree with me？
Yeah, I agree with you， we should take a break。
Rules.
Conversation B.
Chanel, eat your vegetables.
I thought dogs only ate meat.
They need vitamins from vegetables as well.
Chanel, here's a big bone for you.
That's not a good idea.
But dogs love bones, don't they?
They do, but bones can be bad for their stomachs.
Wow, I sure learned a lot today.
Hey Bill, I'm so surprised. 我真的很惊讶哎。I didn't know dogs need vegetables. 我之前真的不知道连狗都需要吃蔬菜。
I know. Mandy says, Chanel, eat your vegetables. Oh.My mother always told me to eat my vegetables.
好，那我们就提一下，最重要的这个字叫做蔬菜 ,vegetables。那在这里呢，要加 s 的原因是因为我们提蔬菜的时候，常常都是以复数来出现的。那我现在就对 Bill 有一个请求啦。Bill, can you name some vegetables? 可不可以举些例子呢？
Sure, we have potatoes and carrots.And I really like onions. Those are good.
像马铃薯啦，胡萝卜啦，还有洋葱 ,onion, 其实都算是蔬菜。那我现在还有一个问题，像我们常吃那个番茄有没有 ,tomato, do you think it's fruit or vegetable?
Many people say a tomato is a vegetable. Some people say it's a fruit. And they do this because it has something inside. It has the seeds. Now, I think it's a fruit, but I don't know the true answer.
其实有些人会觉得是蔬菜啦，有些人也觉得是水果。其实严格来说啦，番茄它是属于水果，因为里头有种子 seed。不过在这里呢，我们看到 Mandy 就提出回应啦，其实狗也是需要从蔬菜当中获取一些维他命 vitamins。
Well, you do get many vitamins from meat, but as Mandy says, they need vitamins from vegetables as well. Vitamins are very important for everything that is alive, for people, for animals, for anything. And they are these little important parts of food that help your body do the things your body does, help you live.
其实哦，不管是肉还是蔬菜水果里头都含有所谓的维他命 vitamins。 不过在这句话当中最后面有两个字叫做 as well。 as well 其实就是 too， 就是也如何如何的意思。那我现在先问问看 Bill， which one do you prefer？ 你比较喜欢哪一种呢？你喜欢吃肉还是喜欢吃蔬菜呢？ meat or vegetable？
Well, I really like both meat and vegetables. In factWhen I eat dinner or lunch, I usually have both in my meal, but I think maybe my favorite is meat.
Well, I prefer meat as well. 我也比较喜欢吃肉啦，老实说。不过吼，这个时候 Cindy 就给了 Chanel 一根骨头 ,a bone.
Well, she gives Chanel a big bone. And a bone is something many dogs love, as we'll see in the next sentence.A bone, well, that's a part of a body, right? It's the hard part inside your arms and your legs, and maybe even your head. You have bones there. They help make your body strong.
当然在这里的骨头呢，就是所谓的 bone, B-O-N-E. 不管是动物跟人身上都有骨头。可是哦，我们都一般觉得说，狗啊，很喜欢吃骨头。在这里的 Mandy 居然回应 that's not a good idea.
I didn't know this. Cindy says, but dogs love bones, don't they? And I agree. I thought that dogs really, really love bones. They like them a lot. They like to chew on them after they eat dinner.
当然啦，在这里的这个问句后头有一个 don't they, 这是一个附加问句。诶，但是狗不是很喜欢骨头吗？难道他们不喜欢吗？那么 Mandy 在这个时候回答是 they do。在这里的 do 呢是一个助动词，这个助动词是用来代替前面所提过的动词，也就是说呢 Mandy 提到的意思是 they love bones， 他们的的确确是很喜欢吃骨头的。 But 为什么呢？为什么现在 Mandy 会说 that's not a good idea？
Right, they love bones, but Mandy explains bones can be bad for their stomachs. Oh, your stomachIt's down there in your body, and it's where food goes when you eat, and it makes all the food go into your body. So if the bone is bad for their stomachs, it can hurt their stomach.
原来如此，原来骨头对胃来说并不是很好的。我们所谓的胃就叫做 stomach. Stomach. 有时候我们说肚子啊或胃啊，甚至可以用这个字叫做 belly.Belly, 这个是比较口语的讲法。Wow, I learned a lot today.
I did too. And that's what Cindy says. When you learn a lot, well, now you know that bones are bad for dogs.
不过在这里呢，听 Cindy 呢，她有提到一个字叫做 sure. Sure 在这里当副词来使用的话，多半是美式口语当中的很肯定、很确定如何如何。好，既然我们现在都学到那么多了，我们再多学一点点吧。接下来是 word power.
Word power! Here we are with pet word power, day two. And our first word is menu. Menu.
Menu 是名词菜单的意思。
Tom asked the waiter for the menu.
汤姆呢向这个服务生呢要了菜单。
Dish. Dish.
Dish 是名词哦，是菜肴的意思。
My favorite dish is beef soup.
我最喜欢的一道菜呢就是牛肉汤。
Millie, what's your favorite dish?
Well, I think it's ginger duck, 姜母鸭。
Oh, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
Next word is agree.
Agree.
Agree 呢是动词，同意的意思。
I agree with my best friend on many things.
我和我的好朋友呢在许多事情上面意见一致哦。
And last one is stomach. Stomach.
Stomach 是名词，胃的意思。
My stomach hurts because I ate too fast.
我的胃痛哦，因为我吃太快了。
That's right. Eat your food slowly and you won't get a stomach ache.
Yeah, remember to chew your food.
Okay, everybody. Stay with us. There's more to come.
Pet Rules.This is a great pet restaurant.
Yeah. Check out this menu for dogs.
Today's Chanel's birthday. Maybe we could order steak for her.
Aren't oil and salt bad for dogs?
Right. That's why here they never add any to their doggy dishes.
It still looks delicious.
It's healthy too.
I think Chanel agrees with us.
Chanel, eat your vegetables.
I thought dogs only ate meat.
They need vitamins from vegetables as well.
Chanel, here's a big bone for you.
That's not a good idea.
But dogs love bones, don't they?
They do, but bones can be bad for their stomach.
Wow, I sure learned a lot today.
Review time.
Here we have a short conversation between Kate and Lucy, but some of the words are missing, so we need you to help us fill in the blanks.
没有错，我们今天的 review time 复习的时间，我们要玩一个小小的游戏哦，就是填充题。那这是一则对话哈，就是 Lucy。还有 Kate 他们去餐厅里面哦，那我们看看发生什么事情，请你帮我们来填空哦。
First, Kate says, Everything on the blank looks delicious.
Everything on the blank, 在什么东西上面的东西看起来很好吃呢？那当然就是菜单咯。 So everything on the menu looks delicious.
I wonder what they'll order. Well, then Lucy says, I blank with you.
I blank with you. 我和你什么？那就是我和你意见相同咯。I agree with you.
Right. I agree with you. And each blank is only 70 NT dollars.
Each blank is only 70 NT dollars. 所以呢，就是每一道菜肴呢，都只要70块台币哦。Every dish is only 70 dollars.
And so that's why Kate says,Then, let's try this restaurant.
那咱们就来试试这家餐厅吧。听起来又好吃又便宜，秀个短袜。
Wow, that sounds like a good place to eat.
Yes.
But don't go away, there is more to come.
Yeah, stay with us.
Living phrases.
Hey, Millie. We are going on a picnic tomorrow. Do you want to come?
Who's coming?
Tina and I. And Frank may come as well.
Okay, I'll come and I'll bring your favorite pie.
Great. Could you bring some drinks as well?
No problem. I'll bring tea and coffee as well.
Thank you.
Oh, can my dog come as well?
You know, I don't like dogs.
Then I'll just stay home with your favorite pie.
Wait. Take your dog as well. Just keep him away from my pie.
Just for fun.
So we have another tongue twister about animals. This one has a lot of strange animals together, like sheep and sharks. Oh, they would never see each other, but okay, we don't need to take it so seriously. It's just a tongue twister, right, Angie?
Right, and this one is actually quite long. It's six slow sheep saw six smart sharks swimming in the sea.
Okay, so we've got slow sheep and smart sharks, and they're swimming together in the sea. Okay, I'll try and do it. Six slow sheep saw six smart sharks swimming in the sea.
Oh, Clayton, of course you could do it. That was slow.
Yeah.
Can you do it faster?
Okay, I'll try fast. I'll try and not be slow like the sheep. Six slow sheep saw six smart sharks swimming in the sea.
Wow, good job.
Okay, how about you try a little bit faster?
Okay, my turn. Six slow sheep saw six smart sharks swimming in the sea.
Wow, good job. That was very quick. Six slow sheep saw six smart sharks swimming in the sea.
Six slow sheep saw six smart sharks swimming in the sea.
Well, even though this one is a little bit longer, it's not too difficult. Let's try it twice through. Six slow sheep saw six smart sharks swimming in the sea. Six slow sheep saw six smart sharks swimming in the sea.
Wow! I feel challenged. Okay, I'll try again twice. Six slow sheep saw six smart sharks swimming in the sea. Six slow sheep saw six smart sharks swimming in the sea.
I think that was pretty good. Wow, today is a really good day for tongue twisters. Okay, everybody, we have more to come, so don't go away.